about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome. Welcome all to Rick Adams Uncensored. Today, July 21st, 2018. I can't believe it again that we're reaching the end almost of another month. Things are heating up worldwide, globally, in ways that many cannot see, but some do understand the hidden hand of tyranny. And that tyranny is coming from one source primarily. That is Satan himself. Satan himself is the one who is bringing about his rule over the earth, the so-called New World Order, which he would love to have and love to command. Well, you know, in Ecclesiastes, we read quite a bit in chapter 5. But in verse 14, well, you know, we're talking about these riches that men accumulate, the power, the wealth, the land, the earth, the resources. And boy, you know, you think of people like David Rockefeller. Now, what, he is gone for some time, not too long. But look at what he amassed in his lifetime. All of the money that one could imagine having, and yet now not being able to enjoy a single cent of it. A single scintilla of the property that he stole, the resources he commanded, and those like him, Cyrus Vance, and Secretary of State under Carter, and a whole host of others, folks, their ego, their pride, their vanity, all of it goes with them. That's the beauty of the scriptures of God himself. And in verse 14 of chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes, we're told, but those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. The son and the son and the son, and it passes on from one generation to another. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. Isn't that beautiful? The simple truths of the word from God that is just true to nature, true to science, true to fact, you know? Amazing. You hear that expression all the time, I'm sure. He ain't going to take it with him. Well, and he hasn't. They won't. Because no matter what they have accumulated in this existence and in this world system, nothing matters at that point. Nothing can help them. Either they are on the good side of the gulf or the bad side of the gulf, awaiting judgment to come. So, folks, those are words of wisdom that no matter what travail you may have in your life and may experience, and we all do, wealth is not one of the things that we should put first and foremost in our hearts and minds, because it won't matter in the end. What matters is your relationship to God, to Christ, and of course, what you have done in this world, in this existence, for him or against him. Folks, we're living in a time of great deception. As you know, since last week, we have had another example of media focus, media disinformation, media propaganda, media control of the mind that has been quite interesting, predictable, and anticipated. Now, whatever you think of Donald Trump, and I really don't think much of him, to be honest with you. I don't think much of any politician. I don't think much of anybody who sits in a chair and says he makes the laws or the rules, or he is in control, whether it be president, governor, mayor, legislator, senator, court justice, it doesn't matter. Because he who finances the debt and who extends the debt is the one who really makes the rules. And that's what the Rothschilds are famously quoted as having said. We don't care who votes for what and who sits in any Oval Office. We control the money. And as long as we control the money, honey, we control everything. And that's true. War, terror, the economy, politics, academia. And now, of course, most of all, we're seeing it in the religious realm, because that's going to be the most important realm in the very end of this age, is religion. The hope and the faith in something, someone, to save us from all of this destruction, all of this evil to come, when the locusts begin to take their prey, and the locusts will swarm and take everything in their path. That is the beginning of tribulation for the world and for the elect, but mostly for the world. Because at the end of that comes a rescuer. That rescuer is Satan. He's coming not as a monster, not as a beast in the traditional venue that we think of from Hollywood. Of course not. He's going to come as a beauty. He's going to come as a prince. In fact, a prince charming, a wonderful, wonderful person. He's going to be Jesus. That's what the world will be told he is, and that's what the same lying, corrupt media will swear to it. They will swear to it, and they will have you watch him sitting in Jerusalem, in that temple, calling himself all that is above God, for he is God, for he is Lucifer, the Jesus Lucifer. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Right now, we can look at it, all of us, and say, well, you know, not me. I'm not going to fall for it. I know he's coming, and he's coming as a beauty, pretending to be Christ, as a beautiful creature, a harmless one, an innocent one, the lamb slain for the world's sins. But when that time approaches, when we see what Satan's power will be done on this earth, the unleashing of those plagues upon us all. The sixth plague, that's right. The six vials and the six seals in the mind. Then we're going to see the sixth trump, which is Satan himself come. And he is going to be posing as number seven, as the trump of God. And you know what? I want to see what people are going to think then. Well, the Bible tells us. Well, it tells us the whole world shall be deceived. So who are we, who am I to question that? My being on this radio network all of these years and telling people that greatest deception is yet to come. You think history is bunk. You think current events are basically totally falsely represented. But when that time comes, you're not going to believe your eyes. You may, if you're not protected in the mind, you're going to fall for him. You're going to believe him and be taken hook, line, and sinker. Now, this past week, of course, we had an issue come up which was totally predicted, and that was the Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin dog and pony show, this so-called meeting of the minds, okay, this period of getting together. I hate to use the media terminology, but you know what I'm saying. This period of so-called détente, if you will, in Helsinki. And of course, it was a solo issue for almost all of the media, for almost all of talk radio in my area. It occupied almost every single minute of every single hour, because it was all about Mr. Trump, and it was all about Russiagate, and it was all about Mullergate. And it was all about Christopher Reagan, and so on and so forth. And this conspiracy theory now going around by the media, perpetuated constantly by the media, as to who we now need to hate. Now, you remember going back a century ago, we were told that we had to hate this one, we had to hate that one, we had to believe our lying, corrupt media, and we did as a people. We were given choices. We were being warned by a few on the ear. Charles Coughlin, of course, was one. He, too, had to be driven off the air. A host of others came about and warned us that we were headed in the wrong direction in that 20th century. And boy, we did. But that didn't stop the press, the powerful, the prostitutes, and the powerful elite from controlling the minds and creating and stalking fear in the hearts of people. The boogeyman is coming. Beware of the boogeyman. Now, we have to understand, we talk about Russia-phobia today, but way back when it was Germanophobia. It was fear of those nasty Germans and the poison gases they were unleashing upon the world and the killing of children, butchering them with bayonets and so on and so forth. These ghastly images in our mind were being sown in World War I and in, again, World War II. And, of course, it has never ended. Right down to this minute. The same yesterday and today, but not forever. And I have to say that, you know, whatever you think, again, about Donald Trump, he is right where he should be right now. He comes across as a bumbler. He comes across as a fumbler, as someone who's a loose cannon. And that's exactly why he is so useful to this cabal. I'm not going to say that every word that comes out of his mouth is scripted. It's not. But he knows who his bosses really are. He knows that if he steps out of line too much and says something that would embarrass those in that evil city today known as Jerusalem, that he will be taken down, because a dossier on Donald Trump is, I believe, a very large one. One that contains all of the mishaps, all of the mistakes, all of his business dealings, all of his dalliances, all of the things that he has done that he didn't want the world to know and probably did not even think were being recorded. But let me tell you, when you're dealing with an enemy that is so evil and so powerful and so pervasive, you are dealing with an enemy that can control you. And that is why an innocent or relatively innocent person like a Ron Paul type can never inherit the White House unless he winds up dead or taken down, because they cannot find enough dirt on you to be able to manipulate you and control you. Donald Trump fits that bill. Hillary Clinton fit that bill. All of the candidates that we saw amassed on the Republican side and the Democrat side had enough in them, probably, when they were considering running for president, that they could be held accountable to a higher power in this world. And that's how you control them. Viktor Ostrovsky said it in his book, The Unmasking of a Mossad Agent, The Mask of the Mossad. By way of deception, we do war. And this is how they operate. So this business that Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin got together in Helsinki and held a private meeting, which nobody was privy to, I find to be laughable. I find it to be totally silly, because we can all understand the power of surveillance, especially now, and the power of, shall we say, monetarization of what is being said and done when two of these leaders get together. Believe me, and I tell you, it's not hard to believe that every private word that is private, quote unquote, word that is spoken between the two of them is recorded and is on file by the powers that be. I have to give you right now a little audio clip, which I thought was pretty good, by Nathaniel Kapner. I haven't had him played on this program in a long time, but I want to play him now in what his assessment was of what we have seen just in the last week with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia. And I think he summed it up in a 6-minute audio rendition pretty well, to be honest with you. So I want my producer, Sam, to give us that audio clip now, and we'll listen to it and we'll ponder it. And in the next half hour, I'm going to give you, once again, I think it goes back some time that we played a portion of it, the real era of Joe Stalin and how all of this now that we're seeing on the part of the media, the scripting of a nefarious Putin, true or false, bad or good, I'm not even going to say. Either way, it doesn't matter. But we are being prepped in our minds to accept an eventual war that could happen very shortly between Russia and Israel, America. Not that Israel in the Middle East, but Israel, America. That will lead to an invasion into the United States. Of that we read in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. But I want to hear now what you think about what
you could see it
Mr.
coming.
Kapler has said.
Helsinki was high stakes, where any gain would end in blame. You see, when Roosevelt met Stalin, that was diplomatic fusion. But Trump meeting Putin, certainly no Stalin, that's downright collusion.
It was shocking and dismaying, in effect, appeasement.
In Helsinki, Mr. Trump again insisted there was no collusion with Russia. Yet in refusing to acknowledge the plain facts about Russia's behavior while trashing his own country's justice system, Mr. Trump, in fact, was openly colluding with the criminal leader of a hostile power. Do you agree?
I agree totally. What does Vladimir Putin have on Donald Trump?
Only to get along, beginning with resettling refugees in Syria, as Putin said. But coaction was doomed from the start.
Well, good afternoon. Today, a grand jury in the District of Columbia returned an indictment presented by the Special Counsel's Office. The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election.
Guilty from the get-go in this Talmudic court. Rosenstein accuses and a grand jury rubber stamps it. So who needs proof when there'll be no trial? The accused all live in Russia. And the beef goes on.
President Trump, yes. You first. Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server?
Maybe Schumer knows.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Sorry I'm a bit late. Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen In the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a president of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin. For the president of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement.
But all Trump asked was, where's the server? Maybe Schiff knows.
Congressman Adam Schiff is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. He joins me from Washington, D.C. tonight. Congressman, what do you make of the president's comments today, standing next to Vladimir Putin, when presented by journalists with every opportunity to say something else, to say the most benign thing about not wanting the interference of another country into America's elections? He took no such opportunity.
He certainly didn't, and I think we were all surprised that we could still be shocked by this president's behavior, but it was stunning to see what a complete surrender of American interests and values was represented at that summit.
What values? Accusation without substantiation? fiction instead of facts?
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Would be or wouldn't be? Follow the bouncing ball.
President Trump has just mentioned that we've successfully concluded the World Football Cup. Speaking of the football, actually. Mr. President, I'll give this ball to you, and now the ball is in your court.
Don't drop the ball, Donald. He did.
So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies. Always had. And I've said this many times. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
You mean a double take.
Once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies. Whoops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agencies.
It's a message indeed. Lights out on those who won't stick to their guns. The shakedown at the summit has only just begun.
A comic opera? You bet it is. In light of the fact that the real issues here have never, ever been explained. But you can see the handwriting on the wall. There has to come a major conflict between two little kitties in the womb, Esau and Jacob, Russia and America. There is a major conflict coming. And who is behind this conflict? Well, it's interesting to note that Mr. Putin met with Mr. Netanyahu before he met with Mr. Trump. And I recall the days of, David Rockefeller and how David Rockefeller met with Khrushchev. I think it was in 1964, right after the Kennedy assassination. Shortly thereafter, Khrushchev was gone. You know, it's a very interesting thing to look at what you're not being told to look at and being led to understand what is really at stake here. What's really at stake is a conflict that is coming, that is being scripted now by every single voice in the media, whether pro or con, whether one side Fox or the other side, CNN. Folks, they're both sides of the same coin. If it were discussed anywhere in the press, anytime at all, honestly, as we do here on this program, that there isn't a dime's worth of difference between Democrat or Republican, president, vice president, these are not the people who are in control. These are not the people who administrate the Constitution, because there is essentially no Constitution. We are now part of a one-world global entity, and that global entity will consummate in the end in Satan sitting in Jerusalem, bringing peace to the world and safety and prosperity, as Mr. Trump has often prayed. Folks, whether he is sincere is not even the issue. It doesn't matter a whit. What really matters here, folks, is the fact that we are not looking behind the curtains of the Wizard of Oz. Who is really controlling that Oz machine? Who is really behind the scenes? We know who they are. My audience does. We're miles ahead of most audiences on secular radio. on all of the other mainstream radio stations. By purpose, yes, also by simple ignorance of the facts in the matter. It's not Check the Talk reality radio. It's not Check the Talk about conspiracies. It really isn't when you have to please the advertisers. And the advertisers are all Wall Street managed and Synagogue of Satan controlled agencies. They decide who shall go and who shall stay. Truth is a very precious commodity, and it's the one thing we're not going to get from anyone in the media, pro or con. It's all the same coin, folks. America is a superpower of superpowers, but it's also a stuporpower. And Russia is the one who is the countermanding force today in this, the 21st century. All coming to a head? Yes. But all of it was foretold many years ago, in fact, thousands of years ago in the Word of God. Now, in a secular historical set, it's all true that we are victimized by the same global international criminal cabal, which, of course, has taken America out of her innocence in the 19th century and made her a superpower, but also an empire. And all empires must crumble from within. Interventionism has always resulted in total disaster for a nation such as ours. And we can see it, one successive war after another, one successful takedown after another, assassination, terror, constant squabbling, internal demoralization of a nation. And these are all the effects of a nation that has abandoned God, abandoned their first estate. We did that nearly 100 years ago and prior to that. So as a result of all of these traitorous, lecherous vermin bags who are in government today, who say they are our lawmakers, we must understand it is folly, pure, unadulterated folly. Lindbergh spoke out in advance of America's entry into World War II. And he says, if you collude with then communist Russia, you will see a victory for communism, not for freedom. Unfortunately, Mr. Roosevelt and his hirelings engineered Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor shut down the America First Committee overnight. That was gone. American people's passion, their hatred for Orientals, for Japanese people, was metastasized throughout the land. We were turned overnight from a nation of non-interventionism, of staying out of world wars again, to one of let's go and kill them all, every single last one of them. And that was repeated on 9/11/2001. The same formula over and over and over again. So you see how easy it is to fool people in their minds, to seduce a nation, to seduce them in their hearts. Because we all have basic prejudices in us, we all have basic inclinations, and we all have basic values that are for self-preservation, us against them. And these sons of Cain, these demonic beings in shoe leather, have always managed to come forth at the right time and the right place to get one pitted against another. Everybody fighting all sides at war until they laugh it off, pick up the pieces, and then go on to the next chapter. Well, all right, we're going to take a little break and come back to our next chapter, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Support us at RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right. Hey, we're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Just again, a little historical background to what we are seeing today. It's the same old thing. There is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes, once again. You know, and this is why we need to understand that history is repeating itself, but it's the same villains, the same criminal elite who call themselves Israel and are not, but do lie, and are of that synagogue of Satan. Behind the scenes, pulling the curtains, who is it that you must pay attention to? Those who are not being mentioned by the media. And the media have demonized Russia now. And I'm not saying that there aren't elements within that government of Esau and Cain running that government now, because they're, in my humble opinion, most certainly are. And the same ones are running this government, by the way, in all of the key places, the Pentagon, NSA, FBI, CIA, all of them under the control of that one entity in Jerusalem. And that's why Jerusalem will be destroyed. That's why Jesus said that is the epicenter of all end time prophecy. Watch the city of Jerusalem. While they were talking about Trump and about Putin, the Knesset was rewriting the history of the Middle East, so that the nation of Israel and the state of Israel are now permanently, they think, the homeland of what they call the Jewish people. It's amazing. only scant attention was given to it by AP, Reuters, and by anybody else in the media. In fact, most of the electronic media, NBC and so forth, over-the-air television, did not even give it a passing reference. And yet that was a most significant event, a most important event, right out of the books of the Bible. Prophecy unfolding, yes, again, I say, before our very eyes, ladies and gentlemen. The synagogue of Satan, pulling the strings, controlling the people's discussion in the minds. Are you pro-Trump? Are you pro-Hillary? Are you pro-Putin? Or are you pro-Trump? No, it's not Trump. No, it's the Democrat. No, it's not the Democrats. No, it's the Republicans. And fighting each other all the way over Porkchop Hill. It's amazing how silly people can be. Instead of understanding, it's not about Trump. It's not about Putin. It really isn't about any of this. It has to do with the powers behind the scenes that are pulling the strings, just as they did to get America in the First World War. A total debacle for America, losing over a quarter of a million of her own sons in that war. The war to end all wars and bring peace in our time. Mm-hmm. So they had to have a World War II in order to justify what Jesus referred to as the evil fig tree planted in Jerusalem in 1948. The evil fig tree. Not just the tree, but the tree of death. Why? Because it will be the tree that indicates the end of this generation. It will be the tree that will be Satan himself speaking and sitting in that temple, bringing what the world will think is true peace when it is a fake peace. Oh, my goodness, how it unfolds before your very eyes. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that's why Jesus said to his apostles, he said, and to this generation, not just them, but for our benefit, the final generation in this age, he said, learn it. Learn that fig tree, the evil fig tree, because that would be the destination of Satan's appearance in this final generation of time in this age. Not the end of the earth, but the end of this age of time, the end of this generation. He told us it would be a 70-year generation. Now, let me see. When was this mini state of terror created and recognized by Harry S. Truman? It was 1948. And what year are we in now? We're in the year of 2018. Give or take a few months, even a year, 70 to 72 years would be that final generation of time. When all history, all events come to a conclusive end. This is that time. Russia, the state of terror in the Middle East, the evil fig tree, and America / Israel. Not to mention communist occupied China. Communist China, Russia, East and West, and the Muslim world against the Christian world. Again. Folks, it is all too surreal. It is amazing how people are wasting their time talking about Trump. They're talking about Congress. They're talking about their own state legislatures and all of the resolutions that are being passed, war or no war, when they're not talking about the very things that have led up to this current state of affairs. How did Russia go from Bolshevik, communist, demonic Russia, with the slaughter of the Romanovs, the slaughter of the Tsar's family, the slaughter of millions of souls, to a beloved Russia in the 1930s when Roosevelt came in. And President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, some of my best friends, he said, are communists. Some of my best friends are communists. And who were they? They were running his administration. From 1933 onward, to Truman, to Eisenhower. actually in charge of the key positions of cabinet-level departments of the federal government, answering to Joe Stalin. Now, Joe Stalin was christened, you see. He was made Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe and what? Mother who? Russia. Uncle Joe and Mother Russia went together like peanut butter on a cracker. And they were coming off the lips of Americans. Good old Joe Stalin against Adolf Hitler and the Nazis taking over the world. And it was the biggest laugh of the century. Kids were being marched off to war, and they volunteered to go because their hatred of the Asians and the Japanese was so greatly stirred up in 1930s in the motion picture industry and radio and so forth that they had no alternative. We have to repeat this over and over again. All of this now swept under the rug. 60 years, thereabouts, of Bolshevik communist history, of the murder of tens of millions of souls, even hard to calculate, to imagine it, it's so great. All of a sudden, guess who it is that's the new enemy again? Russia. Germany has all but been destroyed, denuded, cleansed ethnically, reduced to the size of an amoeba on the world stage, continually used as a whipping boy so that the evil fig tree can grow and sprout its roots as it is doing now. Taking Arab East Jerusalem is their goal, ethnically cleansing the Gazans, the West Bankers, all of the Palestinians in one form or another, starving them to death, as Stalin did. Now we have a congressman who came in for dishonorable mention, indeed from Texas, who said just that and now has been attacked. He said Stalin killed more Ukrainians than Hitler killed Jews. And this congressman has now, of course, been condemned. His name is Representative Mike McCall. You may recall him. Pardon the pun. And he said he didn't mean to minimize the quote, Holocaust, unquote. And yet he's been condemned because, as we've seen in the Jewish press, he made the fatal mistake of not recognizing the most unique of all slaughters in the history of mankind. And that is the slaughter of those who call themselves Jews and are not, but do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, he was speaking before the American Enterprise Institute, which is a front for this neocon movement in America today. So he's trying to please two masters. And Jesus said, you can't do that. You're going to either love the one or the other. He said, this is what Stalin did. More Ukrainians, just them, not all of the others killed in the USSR. For that, he's been taken to the woodshed. But he's apologized, I'm sure. He's already said many amens and Hail Marys and Our Fathers. Because you do not offend the most exclusivist club in the world. That's a sin that is unpardonable from their point of view. Was he right or was he wrong? Well, right now, let us play this short video, the audio you will hear on exactly the kind of history you were never taught in school. Play it, Sam. Listen.
Hands tied behind the back, an expertly aimed shot in the neck, and the fall into a huge mass grave. These people were not killed by the Nazis. They were killed by one of the Allies, the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was killing people in this way for many years, both before and after it joined the Allies. These victims had no memorials. They were buried in anonymous mass graves. The murderous power that killed them and the powers that collaborated with the murderer were never actually prepared to talk about them. The memory of millions of innocent victims was erased from history. Soviet society was the first communist society on Earth. It was a huge social experiment.
Initially, when communists come to power, and that doesn't matter where, let it be in Russia, in Poland, in Cuba, in Nicaragua, it doesn't matter, in China, initially they destroy about 10% of population, and that's very specific. This is used not just to kill enemies, they're not enemies, it's to restructure the fabric of society. It's a social engineering. Top intellectuals, best workers, best engineers, they would kill them all. And then they will try to restructure the new society.
Hang at least 100 kulaks, execute the hostages, do it in such a way that people for hundreds of miles around will see and tremble. Lenin. In 1917, the communists seized power. Lenin now had a chance to apply Marxism to real life.
Those who resisted were shot. There were terrible massacres against resisting peasants. And again, nobody knows exactly how many people died, but we're talking about 10 million or more.
В 30-е годы была заведена вся эта отработана вся эта технология расстрелов и убийств. Значит, практически каждая область, вот административная область, имела свою зону, где, значит, захоранивали этих расстрелянных.
The shooting itself was carried out in prisons. In the basements there were special shooting chambers with concrete walls and with a runnel to channel blood.
Человека вели по коридору там, в красный уголок. В красном уголке последнее, значит, сличение персональных данных. Он должен был назвать свою фамилию, имя, отчество. Вот потом, значит, его выводили, заводили в эту комнату. И как только он переступал там порог, он получал выстрел в затылок из пистолета.
Yes, people were killed by a bullet in the head. We know that usually they were killed by bunches of, between 100 and sometimes, several hundreds every, night.
Then the corpses were loaded onto trucks, driven out of towns and buried in nearby forests and parks. This is Bakivina Forest near Kiev. The elderly people will never forget the trucks which were driving here during the night. Blood was dripping from them en route. Only after 50 years the relatives were allowed to come here. They created this memorial where monuments are trees. Each tree in this forest is banded with a scarf in memory of the innocent victims who were brutally murdered and dumped into mass graves here. Kivna, Butovo, Leningrad, Vinnytsia, Kharkov. Mass graves littered the whole country. Deportations, executions and torture became the post-war reality for millions of people. Concentration camps were scattered throughout both Europe and Siberia. In many of them, horrific medical experiments were performed on humans. In Butugichag camp in Magadan, the KGB used thousands of prisoners as guinea pigs, experimenting with the human brain. Many of these prisoners were still alive during the experiments. All of this happened after Nazism was defeated and memorials made to its victims. The victims of the Soviet death camps were buried in numbered graves. There is no memorial here. just a pile of the shoes of murdered victims. Children's shoes among them. Feeling complete impunity, the post-war KGB terrorized the population, letting loose their most beastly instincts.
And folks, that's a great place to pause. We have a break. We'll come back. We'll discuss this. We'll take your calls, and Art will join us later in the second hour. Stay tuned. Rick Adams on Censored.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Welcome. Welcome back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored. The audio you've just heard is from the video on YouTube entitled History You Weren't Taught in History Class at School. And it is posted by European Watchman 2, number 2, just so you will know. All right. So we have here this real slaughter, this real genocide that went on for decades. And, you know, when I walk around, I see these little children, I see little toddlers in their mother's arms and walking around, 3-4 years old on the ground. Just little tiny kids, you know, boys and girls, and they're so innocent and they're so sweet and they're just so admirable. I think to what these butchers have done, these Soviet created, Bolshevik created, demon seated sons of Cain have done to children just like that, all across Europe, in Asia and Africa as well, regardless of the races, but particularly the Jacobite people of the Bible. Just think of it. In Hamburg, Germany, in Dresden, other places, planes flying over your head, delivering not care packages, but delivering bombs, incendiary devices that literally firebombed the very home you were living in. Children, parents, grandparents, pulverized in a matter of minutes, reduced to flames and ashes. Even the thought is too much to bear. It's not polite conversation. But it happened. And those who made it happen are all dead now, physically. But they have to face that God, and they faced him upon death. That God who says, if you harm even the hair on one of these little ones, it would be better that a millstone be tied around your neck and be floated to the bottom of the ocean, or that you had never been born. Friends, you don't want to be in their shoes. They have a lot to answer for. And they're doing it now. And they're doing it every day. And Christ says it will go on just so long. And then I will put a stop to it. When they kill those two witnesses sent back to the earth by God to witness to Jerusalem, and they too are murdered in the streets of Jerusalem, and their bodies lie there for 3-3.5 days, that's the end. This whole Babylonian system of evil will be put to an end. Jerusalem shall be no more. There will not be one stone unturned, one building standing, or a temple. Nothing. Amusing when you consider that the state of Israeli just again the other day said they are ill prepared to face a major earthquake. Oh boy, those are probably the truest words they've ever uttered, if any at all. We're coming on the end of the first hour, so I'm going to hold you up. Those of you on the line will take your calls in just a couple of minutes, right? Hour number two coming up. Rick Adams, Art will join us a little bit later here. So you stay tuned, crank up the volume, listen in. Rick Adams, Unset.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.